Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lynn, and we are A Coffee Break
with Cat and Mom. Welcome back to our podcast. Today is episode 12, and today we are in a different setting again. We are in Montreal visiting my mom's side of the family for Christmas. Today's a pretty random day, but it's still holiday edition. Around Christmas time, everybody's traveling, so it's pretty crazy. And I'm sure everybody has crazy travel stories of going on their planes to visit family and driving. So that is going to be our main segment for today. But first, we're going to recap how we got here and some little stories of our travels. We drove.
Now, we were very lucky this time around. This year?
Yeah, we didn't really have any, like, all travels went very smooth. That has been different in the past, though. But yeah, we flew from Florida to New Jersey. My sister lives in New Jersey. And then we took her car from New Jersey to Montreal. Mm-hmm. And we started packing the night before.
Yes. Which, all the Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
That some of them are staying here, some of them are coming back. But so that was our carry-on, because there's no way I was going to not have the Christmas gifts if we lose our luggage. And then realized
that... I didn't think about that.
Well, that was my, like, that was the whole reason. I was like,
biggest fear is, like, not getting my luggage.
Yeah, but at this point, it was closed. So, like, we can always, you know, ask my niece or whoever that wants, you know, to let us borrow clothes. But the gifts, I'm like, I am not having this, right?
Yeah.
So, especially we were leaving the following day. So we landed, and then the following day we drove up here from New Jersey. So we put the Christmas gifts in the carry-on, and that was something else because I didn't want to, you know, my youngest went to see it. So I'm like, you can't go in the bedroom, then close one suitcase. And then we had to get, so my oldest one, by the time if she watches this episode, she'll know her gifts. She's getting a new laptop. She's doing her master's, and that's like the big gift she wanted to get. So you have to take those out when you go through security. So I had taken the box out, and it was still kind of in the envelope and whatnot. But then
security was crazy, though, because we were all having to, like, take out our laptops. I'm very quick. Like, usually I'm very quick with TSA, but we were just moving really slow because we had so much stuff to take out. I had to take out the camera, and then I had to take out, like, this camera and, like, the batteries and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the computer.
With all that, I forgot your sister had her
iPad.
Kind of like a whatever it's called. Like
kids' iPad thing.
That she plays on. And I totally forgot. He's like, whose bag is this? And I'm like, oh, crap. And she had the stocking stuffers in it. And I'm like, I think I forgot the pen. Just a second. And I just took it out. Yeah. And they wanted to see. So every time I opened like one of those suitcases, I was like, just look away. Like, look away, because there's something that's going
to
come
up. But we also had to get a whole new suitcase to bring, because we had only paid for one big luggage and everybody had their carry-on. But I packed so many outfits that I needed a luggage. So we had to get a new luggage.
So, well, granted.
And we had to pack all the podcast equipment. So
yeah, that's what
that took a lot of room.
And it's winter. So, you know, we needed more space for bigger clothes and jackets and whatnot. So, and winter coat and things like that.
Because I got a fur coat for Christmas, but it was like an early gift. So
not a real one.
No, it's not a real one. But I've been obsessed with it, and I had to bring it, and I got to open it early. So on the YouTube video that I'll be posting after this trip, you'll definitely see me wearing it a lot. Yeah, that's okay. but then, yeah, so we had to order another luggage, but that went smooth. We all packed the night before. Usually I'm packed like a week before because I get very excited, but this time I had too many clothes. I didn't even want to like stress about it until like the day of. But
yeah, our travels were just, one, knock on wood, that it's going to be the same thing coming back. Cause we left actually a little bit early from the gate.
We ordered like an Uber ahead of time to show
the night before. Yeah. It was early at the condo, and then we were early to leave the gate. As we were flying, we're just like, well, we're on vacation, right? So let's have a little drink. I know it's like, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever.
I didn't even think about that.
It was early. It doesn't matter. We're traveling. Yeah. So there's no hours, right? And I just presented my credit card, you know, to the hostess, and she's like, oh my gosh, you guys, just Merry Christmas. Have a good night. Have a good day.
Yeah, I got a Bloody Mary, and so
I got
it's like
a little champagne.
Yeah. And it's like a Bloody Mary mixer. So it's like a can, and it was very good. And then she gave me two shooters of Tito's.
No, not shooters. They're little mini bottles.
Oh, mini bottles of Tito's. Did I say Shooters?
Yeah.
She gave me two little bottles of Tito's, and I was like, dang, okay, I was just asking
because
for
last
one.
Time we flew, they said, do you want to double it? And we're like, no, because it's already $10 for one.
Yeah, but then she like wants to go pull out her card, and they're like, no, you're good. Merry Christmas. And I was like, that was probably like, what, $30 worth of drinks there?
Yeah, for free. And then we landed on time. Our luggage was already out.
Yeah.
Little mix up where to, you know, meet my oldest one that was picking us up. But besides that, I mean, and she was second.
Because it was confusing. So you have like an Uber lane, and then on the opposite side is arrivals.
The parking.
And then departures is all the way on the other side. And we actually went to departures.
We went, but there was nobody though.
Yeah.
So that was actually, now that's the way to do it. If you land in Philadelphia airport, you get picked up on the departure side, there's no one.
Yeah.
On the other side is like a mess.
But also the drink definitely like, no, I was dead asleep for the last, I think, hour of the flight. Mm-hmm. I was out, which helped a lot because you'll learn later on in this episode that I have a huge fear of planes. So that doesn't help when it's the biggest traveling time of the year and I have to get on a plane. And I think that we're going down every time there's turbulence. So
well, actually, I think all of our electronics know that she's afraid of traveling in planes because all of a sudden, like, you know, the horror stories of airplanes
like,
or cars,
like
whatever, they all go to her phone.
Top 10 last pilot's words before they get into a crash.
It's just terrible.
Or worst plane crashes in history. Or they'll rank the airlines based on how many crashes they've gone into. I don't know. My body in my head is messing with me because every time before we get on a plane, that night I'll have a nightmare of the plane going down. But it happens in such a weird way that, like, everybody survives somehow in this plane crash. But, like, we're all like, what the heck just happened? Like, it's a super weird crash.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
And the plane is, like, jello. And I'm like, what the heck? So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. But my head definitely messes with me before it. And I just need to, like, calm down. But there's more to that later in this episode.
Let's just say that, I mean, and as a mom, you know, I think it was cute when we traveled the last two times. I mean, the plane starts, and I'm the opposite. I'm asleep before we leave the gate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially when it's early in the morning, but, well, even if in the afternoon you had, like, drinks or food at the airport, but especially early in the morning, I'm out before. Amelia, I think, was already sleeping, and then all I felt is, like her grabbing the armrest, and then it was just, like, let's say this is the armrest, and she was, like this, right? So I just grabbed her hand, and then eventually you calmed down and I removed my hands from yours. But, and I did that the last time too, cause you were just
I freak out. But before the past two times, like I had flown alone to go back home from college. Mm-hmm. And when you have like nobody, it's so stressful because you're kind of just like looking around and make sure nobody else is freaking out. Like we're good.
And you know, you're not the only one though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
That fear of flying.
But after the flight, we went to my sister's house in New Jersey. She shares that with five other girls. And we had like a day there, right? We spent the day there before.
It was the afternoon.
Yeah.
We got there quite early. Actually,
yeah, so
it was before lunch. Yeah.
We got a whole day there before we drove from New Jersey to Montreal. So she just showed us around. We went to where she works, which is, what is it called?
Tubidoo.
Princeton Square. Princeton
Square
is where we went to explore a little bit before. And she showed us around. And it is beautiful. It's like a cute little Christmas town.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's the Princeton University is there. So we saw their buildings.
I wanted to go check out their library. Like if I lived there, I would go study in the library and stuff and just like pretend I'm an Ivy League.
You go to Princeton.
Yeah.
But it was just like old kind of buildings around. Like just what you see in like Christmas movies on Hallmark.
Like the cobblestone houses.
And then the streets and all the Christmas lights.
Yes, the Christmas lights were beautiful. And then we just walked around and there's just a bunch of cute shops and boutiques. And
we had lunch there.
Yeah. And then they had this hot cocoa that my sister had to take us to. She said it was the best hot cocoa. And it was like legit chocolate, like just hot.
It was so rich.
Chocolate.
They put the whipped cream at the bottom first.
And it floats up to the top.
And then it was like a ginormous square rectangle marshmallow.
Yeah.
And then he was pouring the hot chocolate on over it. I mean, it was just, and you can add some stuff because they were asking, do you want this? Do you want that? I think you can have marshmallow around the rim of your glass. I mean,
oh, I've seen that on TikTok too.
Yeah,
when they do
so
that.
Many things that you could ask, and just it was. So, I mean, I took a sip and I was like, oh my
I mean, I love chocolate, don't get me wrong, but that was something else.
It was very good. I drank the whole thing. And then we went to check out a library, and that was super cute, and just sipped on our hot chocolate there. And then after that, we were going to go to this place in Philly. Totally forgot the name of it.
Pedlin?
I don't know. Whatever. We were going to go check that out, but we were kind of tired and freezing from walking around. So I had the idea of ordering in some Chinese and watching a movie. And we ended up watching Harry Potter, which is like the ideal night for me, is having some Chinese
Christmas tree.
Yeah, having Chinese food and watching Harry Potter. Like, that is the perfect night. But that is how we spent our day in New Jersey. And then after that, we drove from, well, I didn't drive because I don't like driving. But my mom and my sister drove from New Jersey to Montreal, which is where my mom's family is from.
And that was supposed to be like, what, 7 hours?
Yeah.
7 hours and 7 minutes, I think, in the morning. And we actually ended up doing it in 7 hours and 45 minutes. And that's counting stopping for gas or grabbing food. And for one time, it was just to go to the bathroom, and we couldn't find like a regular, I mean, we were in the shopping district of whatever town we were in somewhere in New York state, close to Canada. And so we ended up in Dick's Sporting Goods to go to the bathroom. And of course I'm like, well, we're going to look like we're shopping real quick. So that, you know, ended up buying gloves,
buy one, get two free for these huge fuzzy blankets. And then they had the same deal for, well, you could get like two pairs of mittens and then the blanket, and you'd have to pay for the blanket because it was the most expensive.
But
then you get the two mittens for free. And I was like, all right, we might have to buy some stuff here.
So we ended up losing 20 minutes of our time shopping.
And probably like $40 later, but it's okay.
But you know what? We all have mittens and hats. And stuff. It's freaking cold here. So that's all there is to say.
So we are all prepared.
I have blankets here. I have a pillow here, but I mean, I have a blanket like all the time here.
It's cold in here.
Your sister, we were freezing too. She's like, it's not that cold. Yeah, well, you know, we left 75, 80 degree, and then we're just, and then as some of you know by now, like our lives is still in storage because our condo hasn't sold that belonged to my parents.
So all our winter clothes are in storage.
So we're just kind of like, maybe we have some warm stuff, but maybe not like the warmest things that we actually own, or like, you know, warmest, you know, jackets and stuff like that. So actually it was a good stop, but we can't complain. There was no traffic.
When we got to the border, we got across very easily.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we didn't have to wait on a line. There's nobody.
Yeah.
But, the drive went good. I slept for a majority of it and then edited the whole entire episode 11. So everything went smooth for me.
We couldn't complain. So, and then we got here, and of course we just very happy to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's snow here. There was no snow in New York.
We're going to have a white Christmas, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And then we just chilled here the first day. And then in episode 11, we talked a little bit about how we're having a Christmas party at my cousin's house. So that was 2 days ago?
That was on Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
So for us, So she decided to do the party before Christmas because, I mean, as you heard in the other episodes, like our family Christmases on my mom's side of the family is always huge, but now like cousins have, you know, kids, and those kids now have kids, you know, so
it's just like a lot of extended family, but we all still like come together and hang out when we visit and stuff.
But for that party, like, nobody could really do the 24th like we used to,
because they're all going to like their families, and
so we decided to do the 21st, and it was more like late afternoon, and it ended up being
like 9. That's when the last people were kind of started cleaning up around 9:30, but that was a lot of fun. There were it was like 40 to 50 people there, so all the extended family was there. They all brought food. The food was amazing.
Everybody did their specialty,
My grandma brought her sugar pies, which are so good.
Famous.
Yes, they're so amazing. And then somebody did this like pastry Christmas tree twist with Nutella. And I am a Nutella fiend, so I ate
very
like
popular
half of that.
With my girls.
Yes. And then the game that we played there, because my cousin had two games. The first one was where she pulled out of this jar questions, and like, I guess you either vote or you raise your hand if that's like applies to you, or.
Were naughty questions. All of them were naughty questions.
Some of them were. Yeah. Some of them were like farting in public, but.
Which is kind of funny. We discovered a lot of people that we didn't know that were fine with this. But,
And then I was tallying up, like, you know, how many, you know, who had like the most, you know, amount of like voted for or, mm-hmm. you know, raised your hand for. And that was funny because then stories came out and this and that. Yeah. So that was.
And then she also had this notebook where you could write like a story from the family, like a history of the family anonymously, which I was able to write anything, but I do want to see if anybody wrote some like cool stories in there. So maybe, so maybe we can do like a whole episode of us just reading those. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
But that was a very cool game and it was hilarious.
Oh, and the winner won a very good bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah.
That's my cousin. And then the second game.
Yeah, we should have won. We should have won.
The second game, we should have won.
We did win. We just got like screwed over.
So it was a dice and you had to get two dice. So two.
You've probably seen it before too.
Yes. And you have to have
a double.
A double.
Most people do it like where you roll a six. But we did a double.
We were a lot of people in that circle. We were a lot of people. And you had to go grab the gift in the middle and put mittens on and then you try to
wrap the mitten. Which is very difficult because it's like wrapped in a box, which is wrapped in another box.
She did the first layer. She did like this. So it was a layer of wrapping paper. Then you had to break the damn box.
Yeah.
That was taped
all over. She did duct tape.
Yes. And then there was another gift.
Yeah.
So I think there was like four or five layers of this.
And it was at the end, it was like it looked like a CD kind of, but you got it.
It was about like this big and it looked like, you know, which was, I kind of thought it was funny that she would give like a bunch of CDs. So when nobody really uses CDs, I was like, I'm okay if I didn't win. But technically it's like, I was able to go up there three times.
Every turn she rolled to get up there and open the gift. And every time you got like the furthest with it too.
Well, I was punching the boxes.
Yes, she was like,
that's the only way.
I got videos too. And she was just like punching it and like jumping up and smashing down on the box.
She said it was not fragile.
Yeah. She was just going at it with the freaking box.
But I got the last one and I opened it up.
And she was holding the gift.
And I won. And somebody said there's a little piece of paper in the back that was still stuck like with a tape. And then the same time you try to
roll. I rolled and she was like, oh, okay, like we're still going to get it because she like rolled. So then I go to put just one mitten on and her uncle rolled to get it and he took the paper off and he freaking got it.
Yeah, he just grabbed it and that was the first thing.
And it ended up being a night stay at this very nice place, right?
Yeah, it's like a romantic
it's like a little getaway thing for the night.
I was like, what?
And I was like, and it was $150 or something like that.
Worth, yeah. Well, the thing is, like, my uncle thought it was DVDs or CDs as well, right? So he came by the night, during the night, he's like, I'm so sorry, sweetie. He said, I just, like, I stole from you this, like, romantic, whatever, like, music and this. Because that's, I'm telling you, that's
it
what you think
like
it is
CD.
On top. And
it
I said, I'm good. It's all good. Well, then the next day, my aunt called my mom and she said, there were not CDs. It's like a beautiful presentation that opens up and then you see like the gift certificate. I was like, what? I'm like,
yeah,
I won this.
So we'll get it back.
Well, they're coming here on Christmas night for dinner. So
we're going to make sure we get that back.
Might be a fight. Fist fight.
Yeah.
To get that.
We're going to have to like have them score up for that. Because we got that. You totally got that fair and square.
I worked so hard for it. I think I'm the one that worked the hardest on this.
Yeah. Trust me. I got videos.
Yeah.
But that was kind of our little recap of arriving here and then the big Christmas party. It was very nice to see like your whole side of the family and everybody. Like, I don't know that many families who are that close to like their freaking fourth cousins.
Well, because I think that like on my mom's side of family, like all my aunts and uncles, they were so close that I think like all of like the first generation of cousins stayed close. But, you know, like I moved away in another country. One of my cousins moved away in another country. Yeah. So it gotten a little bit harder, you know, for Christmas. And that's what happens when you expand and then all of a sudden, like kids get married and whatnot. But I think that now that generation that has kids are all about the same age.
Yeah, and they all are
coming
back together.
So, and some are second cousin or first cousin or whatever. And then it's just, because my niece is very good friends with one of my youngest cousin because they have kids the same age.
Yeah. It's connected back because now all the kids are friends.
It all comes full circle.
It brought everybody back and the kids all were having so much fun. And even my youngest sister who doesn't speak French and those kids only speak French, she was able to hang out with them and like connect with them. by just like,
well, she understands French. She doesn't want to. She speaks it very well,
and she does. She has a
beautiful little French Canadian accent. But she, I mean, I understand. She didn't want to speak in front of all these people and whatnot. But actually, even my uncles or my cousins were like, I can't believe how tall she was, and they all made a point to say that she was taller than me.
Yeah, she's tall. It's crazy.
Wow, she's.
But that was. It was a lot of fun. Food was great.
Oh my gosh, yes. And eating like some like traditional Christmas French Canadian food that, you know, it's like, you know, a big, huge meal that you don't really make throughout the year. Maybe sometimes if you have like a big gathering, but to have it all there and you're just like, I want to eat it all. Oh my gosh, how am I going to
make it? Yeah, I just got like a little bit of everything. On my plate.
And you just, I think you're like, I'm going to go back for this, but then you're so full, but you're like, when's the next time I'm going to eat this?
Yeah, no, so, you just got to
just pile it all up and, you know, make it fit in your stomach. But
yeah. So then the night before the Christmas party, totally forgot to bring this up before, but before the Christmas party, we went to this Asian restaurant, which they all know my grandma and they all know like your aunts and stuff.
Well, it's a little village here where my mom lives, just up north of Montreal. And it's by this beautiful water and this and that. I mean, it's gorgeous. And it's, I mean, there's buildings here that are part of the patrimony. Is that how you say
patrimony? I don't know, but you can't like change the house or anything.
In French, it's called patrimoine.
So
and you can't. Yeah, it's
like it still has like the European flair and everything because it's the original architecture.
Yes, it's well, Quebec and Montreal is very much European and, you know, flair, but and so you walk here, right? You know, I mean, there's little streets and stuff. You can have the car, especially we used it last night because it was so cold. But so you can walk to the restaurant and things like that. So my mom, especially during the summer, my mom, my aunt, they always go there. And we've been going there since they moved here. That was 25 years ago.
Yeah. So 25 years, they've like, it's a small family business. So they know my grandma very well. And we walk in and they're like, hi.
But no, Miss Bergeron.
But it's a very good restaurant. What's the name of it?
Le Baluchon d'Or.
Yeah. So shout out to them. It's amazing. But the son of the owners of the restaurant, I'm sure he's been working there his whole life as well.
Yeah.
Him and his brother started a pastry and coffee place. Just right down the street.
Well, we looked about because you guys know that we always do a coffee review.
So if you're new here, we do a coffee review every episode. And just review a small coffee shop just to promote businesses.
Small businesses, you know, mom and pop stuff. So
and then review
their coffee and review food and whatnot. And then so we actually looked like, we're going to do it here. You know, we're just going to get there on an afternoon and we're going to go do it for this episode.
Yep.
And little did he know that we were talking and he was explaining to me last time I was here about a year ago that, well, less than that, how he learned his English, and I thought it was hilarious, is from some TV shows that he watched on, you know.
He watched the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's how he taught English. He taught himself English.
Yes, it's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And it's so funny because you can kind of tell with like his mannerisms too.
Yeah.
With his English.
But his French and English is amazing. Mm-hmm. His accent is just
there. Four languages, right?
I think he said five because I heard him saying that he also has Mandarin in Japanese and Chinese and English and French. So it's pretty amazing. Yeah. But so my girls were like, you know, laughing. And he's not much old. I mean, he's in his late 20s, I'm guessing. But he's hilarious. Very young. He's hilarious. And then he was just saying like, oh my goodness, you know, little did you guys know, but we just opened and my mom didn't even know about it. And my gosh, she's there all the time. Yeah. And it's literally 2-minute, 3-minute walk is like the next corner.
And I'll attach some videos too. I took a lot.
Yes. And then he's like, you know, if you want to go eat dessert there, because he's like, we don't really have dessert in this, you know, restaurant, which is true. We was right.
Yeah.
There's only one kind. And we're like, okay, you know what? We actually need to go. So we're so happy we found this. His brother, who is a little bit younger, graduated a year or so ago from the pastry. I don't know. I'm going to say totally this wrong, but like a chef or pastry academy that they have here or whatever. When you go to pastry school.
He's so good. Like he knows.
Oh my gosh.
The way he was explaining, I was like, I can't even comprehend. Like there's just so much.
And so many layers in this little cake thing.
Yeah.
And it was smoked and this and this. And I was like, yeah, you had me at ganache and chocolate. I mean, yeah, thank you for telling me all this. But I was like, and he is so passionate. And then
both of them are very passionate about this pastry place that they started. It's just a cute little, like, it looks like a little house.
It was previously a house, like in probably the late 1800s, early 1900s.
He explained to us like how he wants the vibe to be And he said he wants it to feel very like French, like,
yeah, like a Paris, like Paris cafe.
Cafe. And he had some pictures up on the wall of Paris.
Just and the layout, the decoration.
And the food looked so good. The pastries are shaped like another food.
So it's called Trompe l'œil. Cannot really translate that in English, but it's, you see sometimes those on TV, like their cake or something, and you think they're like, oh my gosh, this is a beautiful person. Yeah. And they cut it and it's a cake. And you're like, what? You know, so same thing.
It's an apple. And then there's a piece of coal and then there's a lemon. But then it ends
that's
up
what
being
they had to,
like
that's what they had
cake.
For this week. Yes. So he does something different all the
every
time.
Every week. And it ends up being like cake inside.
But and it was not just a cake. It's, I'm telling you, there was five, six things in it.
Yes. And very good. And then they also home make all their syrups because they talked about how like the syrups that you buy are
so
all like
preservatives,
so
and
much
ingredients
like, and bad stuff in it. And like it's all natural. And he had to smell the gingerbread and the peppermint.
And yes, and there was another one the next day. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, everything is made there.
Yes.
And so we asked about the matcha because, you know, I'm a big matcha fan now because of her. And my oldest one wanted to have one. And there are like different levels of matcha.
There's ceremonial grade, which is the top. Yeah. But then different places where you can get the ceremonial grade. And it's in Japan, correct?
Yeah.
There's a place in Japan that has one of the best ceremonial grade matcha that you can get, and that's where they get it from.
Yes.
And it really showed, like, it tasted amazing.
I've never tasted that. It was not only just refreshing, but it was, and I know we tried one that was really earthy at Carmela, I think it was, but this was like a whole other level of, I mean, it was so smooth in your mouth. And then the matcha with the raspberry syrup that they make there. Mm-hmm. So that was absolutely just amazing. And then everything came in this glass that was about this tall, but I've never seen.
It was a big, like, it was a big coffee too. Like, money's worth for sure.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Because, and then yours was, had like whipped
ginger,
cream and
gingerbread, like fresh gingerbread sprinkled on top. And it smelled so good. And it was amazing.
And my mom and I had a cappuccino. I mean, I started drinking cappuccino after my dad passed away. This was his coffee. You know, we would go out or whatever. And usually, you know, you have a little cup of it in Cuba. They were in these glasses too. And my mom and I took the first sip and we're like, oh my God, like, what is this coffee anyway? Because it was the
so
smoothest
good. Yeah.
thing. Yeah, I would. And then so it's called La Maison Création, but with a K. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to go follow it on Instagram.
Yes.
I think that's the only place, or maybe TikTok, maybe they have it there.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm sure they have TikTok, but amazing. Like
if you want to follow them and see what they do and what they prepare, it's absolutely
amazing. They work very hard and
we already went back.
We already went twice and we've been here for like
4 days.
Yeah. But 10 out of 10, like I think that is the best coffee I've literally ever had.
Yes.
And the best matcha I've ever had. They're just very passionate about it. And it's such a cute little coffee shop.
To listen to them, it was
100%
just
recommend. They are so fun to listen to, like, and talk to.
We said if we come back here one more time, maybe, like, you know, when it's warmer, we'll be here this summer for my niece's wedding. We might just try to squeeze in a podcast with him because he is absolutely, Kevin, the owner, absolutely.
He's
so interesting.
Yes. We got to get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
He's like has so many interesting stories. Just with the few, like just with the 30 minutes we really had to talk to him, already got so many stories from him.
Yes.
So we got to get him on there. But shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Maison Création.
Yes.
You guys are amazing. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. But moving on to our travel segment, I know we talked a little bit about our travels from this trip, but we have traveled a lot, especially like for Christmas and the holidays, but just in general, we traveled a lot because your family lives in Canada
or in Florida when we lived in Iowa. Yeah.
So I don't know when my fear of planes developed. I think it was when I went to like college and started kind of doing it on my own.
Yeah, maybe because you were on your own.
And I don't know if TikTok scared me, I don't know if it was like inherited from my dad who also hates airports and stuff, but
he hates the crowds.
Yeah.
For him was a crowd. Yeah.
But I swear, like, I like think that we're going down and I don't know why this has developed or like, it's like some weird fear of death or like, I don't know. I'm just paranoid about everything, but I swear, like just with the turbulence, like the bumps, I'm like, come up with these shoot scenarios. I'm like, all right, how am I going to survive this? Like, I got to get to the back of the plane because I think that's where you, like, survive. And then I'm, like, watching all these videos of, like, turbulence and stuff. And then I end up in a rabbit hole of, like, the mystery of that one plane that went missing. So I'm like, that's going to be us.
Okay, somebody out there, so the story we're going to talk about.
Yeah, sorry, guys. But if you have a fear of planes, like, I'm with you on it. But do you have any, like, little stories or, of travel?
Airplane? Well, I mean, I've traveled a lot with you and your sister, like, your older sister, by myself for a long time because sometimes your dad was somewhere else in the world and we would eventually meet.
Yeah,
you
know, he traveled a lot for work.
So yes, or he would be somewhere and I'd be like, I'm still coming here to visit. Yeah. I mean, clearly during the Christmas time or any kind of holiday, like, you're bound to be stuck somewhere and whatnot. So, I mean, if you have young kids and you've never traveled with young kids, keep calm. There was somebody that told me this my very first flying on an airplane with a baby and your older sister was 2 months old. And she told me, because she had a newborn too, she's like, if you keep calm, your baby will stay calm. If you start at all freaking out, you're screwed. Like, she's going to start crying. She's going to feed off of your, you know,
they attention. Feel like that energy.
Yes. And so I always been like, from that day on, even when I was pregnant with you and I still had her, you were a young baby and I had, you know, 2 years, she was 2 years older and this and that. And then we would fly, we would travel with your dad and your dad would be a nervous Nelly the entire time. I would be like, that's it. Like, I am walking that way with the kids and you can just stay here on your own.
We did see this couple with three little kids when we were landed in New Jersey.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And they had like 500 bags. Yeah. They had so many bags and they were just kept piling and kept taking out of the car. I'm like, how are you traveling with all that?
Well, like, and it was three kids that needed car seats and the big car seats, not just the booster seats.
And they were traveling with everything. I was like, oh my gosh, like,
I don't know where they were doing that.
I don't know where you're going to put all that stuff, but bless their souls because I was stressed for them. But also we drove a lot too. So like Christmas time is not just airplanes. Like the roads are insane. And it's also very dangerous because the roads are like slippery and stuff. And we always had to drive through the mountains getting to Florida. And that was scary. I tried to
Yeah, and not so much to go to Canada, but it was still like you would, you know, at this time of year. Yeah. But to come here, we would be stuck into like snow or whatever, you know, things like that. And Catherine, you're fine now, but when you were younger,
I would always get car sick.
I mean, all the time. I always had to have.
But like, I had to
bags, napkins.
We had to go to like, but you guys were always like stocked up and ready. We had like three coolers full of snacks and food
and lunch.
And we had the little tray tables for
to eat. TV tray, with all your toys.
And we had our coloring stuff.
Yes.
We were always like set. But for some reason, I just always
I was getting ready in advance for that. And I think that's what made it so, you know, easy. But, you know, your older sister would be like, Mom, I think Catherine's going to be sick. And I'm just like, okay, got the back. They were captain's chairs in the
SUV. It like really gives me just like PTSD from that.
But you were so good. I mean, if you're watching this right now, if you're not, I mean, you have to picture in your head that she was like, Mom. And then she would hold up the little bag and just like very nicely kind of puke in the bag and just close it.
I'm like getting like queasy thinking about it.
Mm. And then your dad that would want to kind of air out like, you know, the car and roll down the window that had like those, you know, reindeer like little.
Oh, we'd always have the reindeer antlers attached to the windows
and then the red nose in front. And then we would always, and it never failed. Every single Christmas, we would come down to Montreal or go up to Montreal, or go down to Florida. We would always arrive with one reindeer
antler missing. Because he'd roll down the window and it would like fly off. But that's a little glimpse of our travels from.
But last year's flying.
Our big story for this episode and our little travel segment is last year when I was traveling from college in Florida to Iowa
for the holidays. Chicago,
It got picked up in Chicago. I was freaking out for this flight. I just, it's the worst anxiety I've ever had for a flight. I was so stressed. And it was very early in the morning, And my friend was like, I'll pray for you. Like, you can do this. I was so dramatic about it. But I prayed the night before for Jesus to like give me a sign that I wasn't gonna like die on this flight. Because I full on believed. I was like, oh my god, all the signs.
And we had a beautiful day planned in Chicago that day too.
I was freaking out. But I literally asked Jesus for a sign. I kid you not. Like, that's how freaked out I was. And I think I saw TikToks before. I get on the plane And there's a guy sitting in my seat, and he doesn't speak English. And he's sitting in the window seat. And I was like, you're sitting in my seat. Like, can
please
we, like,
move?
Yeah. And he was like, what? Like, he didn't know what I was saying. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just sit down in the middle seat because that's where he's supposed to be sitting. So I sit down in the middle. And this older lady.
I think he knew. I mean, just playing dumb.
But whatever. Yeah. I mean, it all turned out perfect.
Yes.
So this older lady comes to sit down next to me. I'm not going to lie. At first, I thought she was a Karen because this guy, like, kind of was rushing her behind her. And she, like, got mad at him. Was like, I'm trying to sit down. Something like that. And I was like, uh-oh. Like, I'm about to get a Karen sitting next to me. Like, are you serious? And she sits down. She has a boot. And I was like, do you want me to move my stuff? Like, so you have more room for your boot? And she's like, oh, that's so sweet of you. Like, no, but thank you. And then she, I asked her, like, I just, for some reason, I just, like, was talking a lot because I was stressed. So I asked her, like, how she got in a boot. I don't know why. I usually don't start conversation with strangers. And she told me that, like, God was watching over her that day, and she should have, like, she could have very well died. Like, she had a very bad fall. And the worst that it was she broke her leg. And that it was just having troubles healing, but that, that's pretty much her story of how she got in the boot. And then from there, she started talking or asking me about kind of my life story. So I start telling her about how I go to FAU. I live in Boca. And she tells me how her granddaughter wants to go to FAU. And we just, like, the whole flight, talk about our life stories. Like, she told me about her, I think she has 16 grandkids. Mm-hmm. So she told me about all 16 grandkids.
She was going to visit them for Christmas.
For Christmas in Chicago. And so we just told a bunch of stories about, like, what we do for Christmas, what church we go to.
But then she... Didn't she try to calm you down about,
okay,
about
yes.
traveling, but then so, a hostess came?
Yeah, so I was, we were taking off, and I, like, gripped onto the armrest, like you said, freaking out. And she was like, oh, I used to have such a big fear of planes, too, but I've been on so many planes now that, like, it's going to be okay. Like, you, like, I just, I used to freak out, too, but, like, I don't really care anymore. Like, we're fine. So this hostess comes over and she was like, oh, this young lady has a fear of planes. Like, do you want to explain to her turbulence? And she's like, oh yeah. So I have this older lady and this flight attendant, and we're just like having a full blown conversation about planes and stuff. And the flight attendant explains to me how turbulence is like jello. So you have like the pressure from above and the pressure from the bottom. And it's like when you shake jello, like whatever is in there is going to stay there. It's just going to jiggle as well. So I was like, okay, that makes me feel a lot better.
It's a good,
like,
explanation.
Yeah. So I got, like, the flight attendant trying to calm me down, too.
And then and... the pilots are on, puts the autopilot anyway. And
oh, yeah. She explained that to me, too. So I ended up giving my number to this older lady. Her name is Darlene. And because her daughter or granddaughter is going to FAU. And she, just, like, if she ever had any questions, I was there. And then I was like, also, you should come check out my church, or, like, I'll go check out your church. And she's like, yeah, of course. So after the holidays, actually over the holidays, she sent me a bunch of videos and pictures of her family's Christmas because we talked about our traditions. And then sent me a bunch of pictures. I sent her some pictures. And then after that, when we got back from Christmas and I just got settled back in for the new semester, she texted me saying that I was invited to her church and then we could go get breakfast after. So then I ended up going to her church, meeting all her, like, friends who are also in the choir. So it was so cute because they're all excited to see me. And then
everybody's granddaughter at that point that day.
Because all her grandkids are in Chicago. So it was like, I was like her little granddaughter in Florida. And then we went to breakfast. We were there for a very long time. Like, we were just talking about everything. And I love hearing about her grandkids too. Like, it's so cute. And then,
you've been friends with her since then.
Yeah, since then. And we actually just went out for lunch the other day.
For Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And she was a single mom who raised three kids as well. Just like my mom is, she's divorced, so she's raising the three girls. And so they, like, she wants to meet my mom.
Can't wait to meet her. She's just here, my baby.
So it's just like a crazy story of, like, I think during these, like, crazy travel seasons, everybody's going through so much stress. Just talk to a stranger because you never know where it can lead you. Me and Darlene are like this now. We're besties. So start a conversation with a stranger. You never know what's going to lead you. So that's my little story of my fear of planes and how that led to a new friendship or kind of like a mentor, like words of wisdom, like another little grandma to me.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that is our travel segment for today. I hope you guys all have safe travels this Christmas time and that you have a wonderful Christmas, because our next episode will be after Christmas.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Yes. And then, well, wait, before we finish, we're going to do Would You Rather, like we do every time.
Yep. We do a Would You Rather and then, at the end of every episode.
Yes. And then in December, then we decided that it would be for like a holiday theme. So
yeah.
Would you rather be best friends with Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
That's actually a hard one.
I know. I'm so excited. I got a hard one.
Okay. Actually, I've decided.
Go.
Because I thought about this. Frosty the Snowman is going to melt. So I'm not going to have a friend all year round. And also, I mean, I guess they're both magical. But Rudolph the Reindeer. Jeez, I messed that up.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, he can, like, fly me places. Like, I can go, say, like, fly me to freaking Iowa. Like, let's go. So, I think Rudolph. And his, like, nose lights up and stuff. So, that's cool. But Frosty's
so going to have to be scared in the dark.
Frosty can't really do much except for, like, be cold and melt.
Well, no, he comes back every winter.
Right, but I can't hang out with him. I don't want to hang out in the cold.
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I choose Rudolph. It is. You can go follow A Coffee Break on Instagram at acoffee.break, TikTok at acoffee_break, YouTube, A Coffee Break with Cat and Mom. Our episodes are out every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern time. And like and subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. And also follow our podcast on whatever you're listening to. And comment if you'd like us to talk about anything specific.
Yes.
Or if you guys just have comments on the episode you're watching. We'd love to hear your guys' stories.
We appreciate all the comments.
Yeah.
You know, it helps us grow and it helps us get better. Yeah. And we're still, you know, working on tweaks, but, you know, it's all good. And we love doing what we're doing. Go check out La Maison Création with a K.
Yep. Amazing.
Go check those guys out on Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. And if you are around Le Vieux-Terrebonne, north of Montreal, go check them out. It's seriously 100% worth it.
Yes, and I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Safe holidays.
We're going to go decorate some gingerbread houses now.
Yes.
So I'm sure you guys will see that on some sort of social media platform. But have a Happy Holidays and safe travels. We love you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.